So we finished the Zmiris. Now we're going to be speaking about today the rest of the Seder of the Laila. And there's a lot to talk about here. But as always, we're mitzamtzim in the time, and we have much more to accomplish in Mitzvah Hashem. So the Divrei Torah, the Suda, take a look at the Yosef Oimetz. V'nira de mitzvah gadol l'lisa v'lita b'milchamta shel Torah. To shmuz and learning. Imi sheyeshev etzloi b'shulchan im efshalai. With whoever is there, the shmuz and learning. And if even with the ani, to shmuz with the ani is even better, right? To be mechazikin. And to talk and learning with one's children, to listen to what they have to say. Matovu manayim chelkai. V'toyv liachid leisefer lilmon mimenu v'achilosu merosha l'soifer. To designate a sefer, which is the Shabbos sefer. Not to go back and forth. Imagine how sweet that would be, a siyum on a sefer like that, which you designate for the Shabbos Suda's learning, to enjoy. It's probably something very special. Again, this is just a suggestion, but a person needs to know what he's capable of doing. How to make it also Shabbat L'chol Nefesh. Chavetz Chaim used to, in between courses, used to talk about the Parsha and be Mechadish Chidushim. Each person to their own, but be cognizant of the people who are present at the table as well. Many tzaddikim were oysed very much in Sipuri tzaddikim, the Chassam Sefer. He would go the whole Shabbos by the Sudas talking about Sipuri tzaddikim. Something, as we'll see as we go on, Emet Hashem, a little bit about what is expected of us as a Balabas at the Suda. We'll have a better appreciation, understanding of what the Tzura and the Avirav, the Suda, should be. Also to take into account other things, not just to be kol kula in the Zmiros and in the Torahs, but other cheshbonos as well. Take a look at the next one, on the minhag of the Shem Shleima from Munkach. Shaloi lemar Torah rak achar achidas kol atavshilin. He saved the Torah for the end. From Chazal, it's mashma that to begin the Suda with Divrei Torah, like the Mar Megillah implies. As I mentioned, the Chavetz Chaim used to speak in between the different courses. You know, there's not one way to do this. The Omer time of Inimukai, he explained Kishama Pamachas Betzans, that he heard from Aaron Krakow, who's the son of the Omer Veshamash, who had heard from his father. Kidarka Bakodesh Hailam Matar Lifni Hamasubin Bishas Hasuda bin Maichal Maichal. In between courses, Vahe Nimshach Bidivis Rasay Harbe. And he would go on in the Divrei Torah for a very long time. And then the food got cold. And it was nisgala to him. They're makpid on this. To have cold food. You know, sometimes if this happens by me, my wife will remind me, you know, it's time to have the soup. Soup's getting cold. Be cognizant of the guests. It's shalabais. These are things that they take into account. Mishkal HaChasidus, while we're in engaging in the oiris of the Suda. The Baal Asar Ma'amaris, the Ramah Mipano, he says, the Hanashama HaYaseira, HaBol Adam Meshabbos, Nenis Ma'ir Mibichas HaMazan. Even the Birchas HaMazan is lichtig. Ki Himitza Mechudeshet Zetzlah. The Neshama Yaseira doesn't know about this. Shein Anahegas Bel Yonim. The Neshama Yaseira is a guest which comes down, and it very much enjoys the Birchas HaMazon, because there's no Birchas HaMazon where he comes from. V'nirli hatam, ki ha-neshama ha-nitel salam ha-choy mechayav, hini misasekes, im ha-gof b'chol yonav, kamayin b'chamayu, ma-shin ha-neshama yaseira, she-besabes. It doesn't have a hishtachos with the gof. It's like a malach. And it's nenes me'oid from this mitzvah, because it's a gashmistika mitzvah, connected to the machalim of Shabbos. U'bezeh yispar lano ha-piyot kol mekadeshvi, so the Igor Dekala, which is B'nai Yisazchar, says very beautifully. He goes with the Ramah Mipano to explain, like we spoke about, the Zmiros of Shabbos. The tzaddikim were very much oisik in explaining them. Sheyashad sham hapaitam, he says, Sayadim by levarich shalish pa'amim. Notice the lashon here. The lashon levarich is meyuser b'ligizra. How do you explain that? Sayadim levarich. Well, if you have now yitztak me'oid, it makes a lot of sense. The ikar kavanas hasuda lehanos lehaneshem shama mibirchas amazon. That we eat in order to be mevarech. Like a tzaddik does that all the time. You know the famous story, I forget which tzaddik it was, maybe it was of Asher Kalina or Aaron Kalina, that there was a person who saw that Reb Aaron who was eating, and he said, I eat and you eat. So he says, no, you eat, you make a bracha to eat. I eat to make a bracha. You know, a tzaddik is called Shabbos the whole week. But this is the perspective of the tzaddik, is that when a person is engaging a gashmis, to know, is the gashmis the ikar, or is the bracha the ikar. Now the Suda is over. And it's being brought down from the Arizal. The Balil Shabbos, Hiniach al Shulchan, Hakosh Shabbos Amazon, Imaat Yang, Sans Psisin, Avalel Achem Shalem. That we want that the Shulchan, since it's really the Mokar HaBaracha, doing it to the Mizbeach, Mitzad Gashmias, Mitzad Ruchnias of the Gashmias too, to leave some Macholim on the table the whole night, some of the Lechem and the Kois Shul Baracha is with a little bit of Yain inside, because there should be a presence like Lechem Hapanim on the Shulchan always throughout the entire Yom HaShabbos, not just Friday night, but Tzaddikim also had an inyan to do so even Shabbos day. I'll just point out, since we're mentioning the Arizal, that the Ari had a Seder in learning by the Shabbos Tish. You probably think I'm going to tell you deep mamarm in the Zohar Kodesh. No, he would be Messiah throughout the entire Shabbos, the 24 Prakim of Mishnayos. That was the Seder. Very grounded Seder. 24 Prakim. It says sometimes he didn't finish it. Why not? Because if he had guests at the table and he was engaged with them in schmoozing and learning, he didn't push to be Messiah the Mishnayos, although he probably did on his own time. But he wasn't like, still, we got to finish the Mishnayos. He would sometimes even just do one parak to be Yotzei Zayin the learning. But again, the main thing is, it doesn't have to be has to be warm, has to be sweet. And if a person even doesn't know anything, he can prepare with just one mimer that there should be Divrei Torah, the Suda Chalila, that the Shabbos Suda should not have any Divrei Torah at all. That's what you find many times, that you go to a Suda and you're schmoozing, and that's also very nice. But at the end, the Baal HaBas will say, okay, we have to serve our. That's not like a lack of cover for the Suda. No, it's very appropriate that the Suda should end or should begin, or whatever it is, that there should be a Mokum Chashav that the Divrei Torah should be said. Hashpo'a Labanim. This is something which is very important to know, the impact that we have on our family through the Suda Shabbos. This is from the Shemin Rosh, the Vienna Rav in Borough Park, Shlita. I was once, when I was buying my Bekesha for the Shabbos Tish, so I was in Borough Park, and I asked the guy who was helping me, we started to schmooze a little bit. As I mentioned, I was the Stachina Chassid of Matal Zilber. So he says, ooh, the Torahs of Matal are very great. So I said, yeah. He says, do you know anybody who could say Torah like of Matal? I'm curious to know. So he said, I don't really know, but the Shemin Reish, the Vienna Rav in Borough Park, says very beautiful Torahs, very, very beautiful Torahs. So he has many Chalakim. And this is something which he writes. Kfi mashe ha'adam mislahi b'avoy d'shem ha'shabbos. Bizmir ha'shir of tishbachas b'yachan and b'nei b'yisai. According to how much hislahavos there is by the Suda with his family. Ha'reza mashpia harbi ma'oid aleihem l'eschamim l'avoy d'sh Hashem. It brings a warmth in avoy d'sh Hashem. Moshe shemati l'ramis b'mamarim. I mentioned this yesterday. Ha'cha d'ikr shabbosu. It's going on the very first Mishnah in the Masechta. Sh'avtach beizim ed beiz. So over here, the Iker Shabbosu, that it's the main sugya of Shabbos. So it says Tani Avos, but Tani told us. But Hasim over there, the La Iker Shabbos, it's not the main sugya. It says Avos, but it doesn't mention told us. So this is how he heard the Taich so beautifully. This lashon of the Gemara, Kimisha Shabbosu etzlay Iker, that it says Hacha the Iker Shabbosu by person that Shabbos is Iker to him. Tani Avos. The Tani told us. Harizim Ashpiel Atzma v'Gamal Bnei Beisai. That's Tani Avos that the fathers learn. The Tani told us. Even the children will learn. Aval Hasam. But elsewhere, Delav Iker Shabbosu. The Mokum that the Shabbos is not an Iker, then Avos Tani. Then the fathers learn. But the told us like Tani. The children don't get from it. It has to be that if a person has it as an Iker, then it's Mashpia Al Kol Bnei Beisai. Take a look at the top. In the middle column, from Vinichta Vesef, which is, I believe that's of Yaakov Shechter, Shlita. He says, Aleinu Ladas, we need to know, Ki hisnahagus hanu'usa ve'es harichas shulchan ha'shabbos, hu yisoid chashav bayadus. It's important in Yahadus. Zacharni Shavi El Yarat, who was the Gabbai of Reb Shlomka from Zvil. We spoke about him once at the Malava Malkas. Amarli, he told me, Shim hayram is yaitzim obyani chinuch. If people come to me and they say, what can I do from chinuch in my home? As a berishayna hu shoyal esai, I say to him, eiz esug sichos v'dibur medavim etzachem b'shulchan ha'shabbos. What is your Shabbos Suda like? What are you talking about at the table? That's the time that the children are together. They're going to look at their father, how he conducts himself, what he speaks about. If he speaks about the Veitaira, it's an impact not just on their Shabboses, but on the whole atmosphere of the home for their entire lives. So he says, Min haroi sheha'av atzma yitol chelik gam besidah habayis kav Shabbos kodesh. They should see you working in the home for Shabbos. Bechdech sheyuchla hakol de Shabbos al ha'shulchan bechedva balitza slave. So that everybody could sit Told them before Shabbos comes in. What it means to sit at the Shabbos table. And give incentives to the children that they should know that if they sit at the table, they'll be rewarded. Or la harbos az besipuri his iris vidiburi emuna akdusha amidos tayves. Not just to say nice vartach you have on the Ramban. You know, you're pshat in a diuk in the Ramban. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear warm stories. They want to hear nice words of emuna and chizik and things which they're going to say, oh, this is gishmak. Things which are misyashiv al halev. Ask your children, he says, to also to share a varlach and to listen to them, to listen attentively to them. And it brings shalom bayis into the home. And he says, even though sometimes it's hard, a little bit down in that in the next paragraph, it doesn't always go as we planned, trust me. At least be echad. One good zemer together. V'sipur echad, or one nice story. Everybody should bench together. Children are going to run off. It's not always easy to have a long suda. You'll see, everything comes together very beautifully. On the bottom, again from the Shemin Reish, that he heard Sipali Talmud Hagana Kutch, Rabbi Yishuv Buxbaum from Galanta, who was a big guy. He said to his Talmidim, you gotta know, going in, you may not be so chashuv to your friends or to anybody else, but to your family, you're the Rebbe. This is the place for the Shabbos table that I get all of my Yir Shemayim from here. This is how you establish certain relationships with your children. And he says also that even if you're tired, try to make kuvah with your children, even take a nap before Shabbos Kodesh, which we spoke about last year. It's so important to be awake, and even if it's hard Friday night, at least for the Shabbos day suda, to do what you can to make it lichlik for the children. If you take a look at that sefer, this Mekadesh Shvi, which you've been quoting from a lot, there's also a very nice arichas from Tzimayr. Very nice Indian that he goes on this as well. It's kadai to see inside. V'ikir from the Yoshe Deve Emes was the Talmud from the Magid. He writes, V'ikir lihishamu min achet chas v'shalom. There shouldn't be any lashon hara, shouldn't be any kas. That's rule number one. V'machshava, b'dibur, or b'maisa. There should be a very warm feeling. Well, a kabbal who spies of up in here and to receive real gas and the Shabbos gas with glowing faces, as it says in the Sfar and the Sfar Makdashim. I heard from my Rebbe, he told me that Rabbi Yehuda Lejikover, who many of you don't know who he was a very big tzaddik, a tzaddik nister almost. For sure, in our circles, the Tzaddik Nister. He didn't want to be Rebbe. He was very much a hidden person. That he once said that a person who's, let's say, a big masvin in the Talmud Chacham, and he comes home for the Shabbos Tish, right? And he's very much in his world, and you know, everything is very serious, a birtzinus. So he says it's not good for him in this world, and it's not good for him in the next world. He doesn't have an Olam Hazeh on Shabbos. He doesn't have an Olam Haba on Shabbos. But if a person comes home and he's not such a big Talmud Chacham, but he comes home and it's lichter and he brings simcha into the home and everybody feels the avir and the warmth of Shabbos, so he says it's good for him in this world and it's good for him in the next world. It's cloud to know. And remember, you told me also that he said, not even without Rav Shechter, Yaakov Meir Shechter. So, He once had a shmooze with us, and he said that you should know that the Shabbos, the Suda's by Shabbos Kodesh is a golden opportunity to be mechanech in children. So he said, I taught them all of my hashkafas at the Shabbos Suda, all my lashon haras and all the rebbes. He said, all the things that I needed them to know, I taught them at the Suda. Okay? That's a noise. Okay, I can tell you that, and people on the tape, you're not going to understand. But you have to know what that means. He taught them hashkafas, you know, what's right and what's wrong, you know. But, it's a time that you teach your children hashkafas. And not in a seriously, but in a way where you're able to, with a lightness and with a happiness, to be able to communicate, and they're going to see from the Shabbos Suda what's ikar bayu and what's tafa. I'm going to learn from that. Top left, ad kama haya mitzans. Oh, we're up into a new sugi now. So now that the Shabbos Tish is over, yeah, Shabbos Suda is over. So now you have a whole night ahead of you, right? What are you going to do the whole night ahead of you? What are you going to do? So we have to know that in Pnimius HaTorah, the night, the Friday night, is a time where, which is like the Shir HaShirim, which we say on Friday night, the rest of the night is Mamash Kulei Lasha. Kulei Lasha. I'm going to see a little bit from the Tzaddikim, you know, because in our worlds, we don't know anything about this stuff. Mamash nothing. Take a look a little bit. This is just a peek into many, many Maram Kaimis and the Svarim as to what happens after the Suda. Things are just beginning, Rabbi Yisai. Ad kama haya mitzans and the klois and sans mahadur mechazik dias and urim called El Shabbos. How much they emphasize the tzans arav to stay up a whole night. Upam achasaf amar, he said, im goy lihiyas neyar. Even if you need somebody to stay up and you pull a guy off the street and you're schmoozing with him. Rak lihiyas neyar kol alayla. Do whatever it is to stay up all night. Adana, and Rabbi Yisai, I'm just talking here. I've no shaykh to these nyanim. So we can learn together. It was already 3 o'clock at night. He said, the Rafshitzer. You should know that by your grandfather, the Rafshitzer, because the Devei Chaim was mechutanim with the Imrei Noyam, who was the grandson of the Rav Shitzer. It says, Hayinu ne'urim kol alayla. Friday nights we stayed up all night. Ve'ata anu oimdim rak b'shal shalish. Now we only stay up till 3 o'clock, right? we're nothing. Ne'kfar, v'gnei kfar, over haner kfar, something, ve'oid ma'at v'yizkaba, the ner was about to go out, kai nirish atekev yizkaba haner. It looked like the ner was going to go out. Machma shenistalik, it looked like it was done. The light didn't go out. Kol alayla. Shamati miachas v'bishua mirizhin. That the rizhiner, he explained what the Chazal say. Shinu b'shabbos tainik. Right? Shabbos is the time to sleep. Kacha. Shinu b'shabbos. When you sleep on Shabbos, for shloft mit tainik. Ma'abdin ayidizeh as a tainik Shabbos. You sleep away your tainik Shabbos. That's what it means. This is well known that he went 3 days without seat. Napoleon. The Rofim came in to his mother, the doctors came and they said, Sakana, a person can't go without sleep for 3 days. So she came in and she said, I'm geyser on you, you have to stop this insanity. So he says, I have to listen to you. You're my mommy. Right? Nowadays that wouldn't go. Achaneni mevin eich hochen lishayin. I don't know how I could sleep. How can I go to sleep? When I'm sleeping, I'm not melech anymore. It's only when I'm awake, I'm the melech. So how can I sleep away the malchus? That's how the original types. The night of Shabbos is the night of the malchus. How can I sleep away the malchus? The original was very strong on the sinyan. We'll see a few more things from the original now. Then you see here that the square Rebbe said that he heard from his bechotin, you know, he was a son-in-law of the original, that he said, Idu hayali knafayim, if I only had wings, I would go from house to house to wake up all the Avreichim, all the Bnei Torah. I would go from house to house to wake them up if they knew. I told you what the visioner said, that Friday night is so precious, every moment is so special. He says, but what happens is that our faces are in the soup. That's what he said. Our faces are in the soup. I remember as a kid, Friday night at the Suda, we had a guest over. And the daughter, she was a teenager, she was very, very tired, and she was eating her soup, and she fell asleep, and her face was mamish in the soup. So every time I say that memory from the original, I have this memory, this flashback of this girl, her face mamish in the soup. So that's what it is. We're sleeping away. We're sleeping away Shabbos because her face is in the soup. So the next time comes from the Divrei Aaron. He says, Basi lebakashaschem, lirois leharbois b'shivas chavreim b'chol pam ba'avaz alazeh. So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? So the Hasidim, they made an inyan, and from the Sfarim HaKadoshim, they said this is one of the biggest innovations of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He said it wasn't my chiddush, which was always done in Klal Yisrael, except the Baal Shem Tov came and brought it back. It's for Yidin to get together on Friday night. Lirois lahayibos b'yeshivas chayvein b'chol pam ba'ahavaz alazeh kasher shamanu mipiv HaKadosh yeshiva im chasidim beis hazayis humamish cheshbein hanefesh. Cain Shamanov from the Rishoner that he said, we're living in these times, Rabbi Yisai. The world today is a milchama against Hashem. What you're seeing today is a milchama against Hashem, al Hashem, al Mashiachai. And the Eitza is Yeshiva im Chasidim, sitting together with other Chaverim. Al kein liroyis lehis asif b'chol pam ledaber mehakdoishim, to speak about stories. Asher ba'aretz imrak lenegede neinu. Achinicho echavim bracha b'chiyas. We never knew them, we never saw them, but we have their bracha, we have their chiyas, to speak about them, and to learn the Sfarim. Sfarim say, even if you have nothing to talk about, just to sit and to be quiet. But if you're sitting with the Yidin, this is the avoda of Friday night. This is how we touch the pasuk that Yaakov Inu says, he asfu v'yagidu lachem eis asher yukeres v'macheres hayam. If you want to know how to deal with the kriyas, with the coldness in Achris Hayamim, hey, asfu, get together. Sit together on Friday nights especially, and also Moitzei Shabbos. They once asked the visioner, they once said to him, so, ad kama tzrichim leishe b'Shabbos Achim b'Leil Shabbos Kodesh. Okay. Rav Moshe Wolfson, they call it Shabbos Achim. He's not a Rebbe, so he doesn't want to say it. It's a tish, not a butta. It's called Shabbos Achim, right? So, how long are we supposed to sit together at the Shabbos Achim? So the visioner says, "Sheyeshu biz svert eins." Sit together until you're one. Sit together until you become one. That achdus is what we're looking for. Shabbos achim gam yachad. Rabbi Yerushalmi from Kalushin, who was the grandson of the Yehudi of Pshischa, he explained that Chazal says, "Shina b'Shabbos tainug," that on Shabbos kodesh yochol ha'adam lanuach ulahachlif koyach b'makom hashina me'etzim hi yoisem mis'anim b'kdushas Shabbos. It seems supernatural to be able to stay up, and when are you going to sleep? Right, there's eitzes for that. But the ikar is that kefi a person's tiny that he has on Shabbos Kodesh, that gives him the chizik to be up. That as much as a person is margish as malchus, and with the tainig of the malchus, what it means to be a melech, such a tainig, said Napoleon, that tainig itself gives the person the chiz, kevi Hashem yachalif v'koyech, of what Shainu would have to do. Let's take a look at some stories in the back. A lot of stories. This is just some of them. On the top, B'chol Leil Shabbos, when the Kol Aryeh would finish his Suda, HaYimisiyash Evliyam Adita B'Meshach Kalalai, Rabbi Yehuda Greenfeld, he would learn with him the whole night. V'HaYimachad Shenaz Chidushei Torah Ketzitzim Ufrachem, and they were flowing Chidushei Torah. And the Kol Aryeh would say, V'chi Efshar Leimesh HaRishoyim Yesh Lehem Oilem Hazeh? You think that the Rishoyim have this world? Habi Anu Yesh Lanu HaTanugim HaGedoyim B'Yoyis Oilem Hazeh? Nothing even comes close to this. She'i Efshar Lihiyoyis Tanu Gadol Mizeh? Again, Rabbi said, we're the Amadushni Einig. We say that on Shabbos, that we have so many Tanugim. One of those Tanugim is the Tanug of Shabbos Kodesh, which is Me'ein Olam Haba. We have Mamish, everything. The next story, the Skolan Rabbi said, of the Be'er Mayim Chaim, there's many stories about the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Here's one, we have actually two. The next one is also from him. Once a Talmud was staying by the Be'er Mayim Chaim as a guest, and after the tish in the whole avoda, by the tzaddik, he went to sleep in the room next to Rabbeinu. And at some point, a little bit after that, he heard footsteps, people roaming around the house. And he looked, and he didn't know whether it was a ganav or not. So he looked, and he saw that it was the Rebbe who was pacing back and forth. And he thought that maybe the Rebbe was sick. So he said, Rebbe, can I call you a doctor? Because he must have known nothing about this inyan. So the Rebbe said to him, he said, Sebrengt, which means there's a fire. So Tama looked around and didn't see there was no fire. He says, where's the fire? So the Rebbe said, Sebrengt Kedushas Shabbos. He says, I'm on fire from Kedushas Shabbos. Eicha uchalishan. How can I go to sleep when I'm margish such a fire like this? The hislavos that the tzaddikim have from the Eish Kodesh of Shabbos. This next story also from the Rebbe Chaim, that once, there's various versions of this story, but I took the most geshmak one. There was a certain yid who was by him, that he fell into a sleep on Shabbos, right? And since Rabbeinu, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, never slept on Shabbos, he didn't understand how a person could sleep, so he took a big bucket of water and he poured it on him to wake him up. Of course, this guy was very surprised to doing that. He didn't have the azus to ask the Rebbe what was going on, right? But the Rebbe looked and he knew what his question was. And the Rebbe said, he apologized. He gave him a pat on the back, and he says after that he never was able to sleep on Shabbos. It wasn't just that he woke him up; he made such a tikkun on him with this that never ever was he able to sleep again on Shabbos Kodesh. This next story of Chaim Avram Duber HaKoyim Levin, they called him the Malach. I think it seems like he was a chassid of the the Satmar Rebbe? People would know much better than me. It seems like he was a very well-known person. They called him the Malach. You'll see why in a second. On the winter nights, after the Tish, he would stand by his shtender in his house, so since it was got dark very early, so 5 or 6 o'clock, it was already dark. He sat by his shtender, completely. I cut off some of the piece because we couldn't fit the rest of the stories there. Tofus Burayanon, I see in the heading here. He says for 12 hours he would stand by his shtender, not looking in a sefer, nothing, just kulay dvekas, in a different world. You can imagine such a sight like that. This is what the people who enjoy this tainug, we could just tell the stories, but we have no idea what it is. Look at this next story. Rav Shlomo Bloch, who told over many stories about the Chafetz Chaim, one of his very big talmidim, he says, "B'leil Shabbos Kodesh hay habis ha-medrash b'koil ha-kavna mali at efes makay." He says that the Beis Medrash in Kovna on Friday night was filled ad chatzoyis lehoya efshar limsoy makom l'shabbos. There was no place to sit until midnight. People would go home at Chatzais. But until Chatzais, no place. No place. Standing room only. That wasn't the Chatzais. The Tzfarim say, for example, the Tzfarim Rebbe used to say, if you can't stay up a whole night, at least stay up till 10 o'clock. Other Tzfarim said, at least stay up till Chatzais. But it shouldn't be like a regular night. If you finish and you go to the table and you read a magazine and you go to sleep, right? It shouldn't be like that. It should be that Shabbos night is a different night. And to savor every moment that you're up, and to try to accustom oneself to making it into what it is. This next story, see, we could do this benachas because we're not running out. To feel a little bit more benachas, tell these stories properly. This next story, it says that it'll be so brief. Said over this story that there was a certain shaykhit in town that it was his minhag that he woke up very early Shabbos morning to learn. And he moved to a different city where the minhag there was that the Hasidim stayed up very late. And they had Shabbos Achim and they told stories and they learned Aruch HaYom HaKadosh together, which is a very ikar sefer to learn on Friday night and Bechlal and Shabbos. And he didn't know what to do, whether or not to have his personal avodah of going to sleep early, weekend early, and learning privately, or to sit together with the Hasidim Friday night by the Shabbos Achim. So he asked the Kedushas Yontif, father of the Satmar Rebbe, Chassid Yagin Olenu, and he said, "Yoyser toiv leishe v'yachad im Yehudim acherim b'leil Shabbos Kodesh, u'lezami ashiris v'sishbachas v'lilmod arachayim ha-kodesh, me'asher lokum v'shabbos v'bekel lilmod shas and poiskim." Better to work together with the Hasidim, to learn, to be together with them, than to carry on in your own private avodah. Morinayim, this is the story which is brought down, that once a nifter, a neshama, came to him, asking him to do a mataiva for him in the next world. So the Morinayim asked, he says, "Did you ever sit together Friday night, or by day, or shal shudas with any other of the tzaddikim, any other chaverim?" So he said, "No." So Morinayim told him, "If so, there's nothing which I could do for you." Nothing I could do for you. It's a heavy price he paid for not getting together with other chaverim on Shabbos. The Rebbe, my Rebbe told me, my brother just told me, Adam was there for Shabbos this week. Says that just because Shabbos, you know, starts late doesn't mean the avodah ends early. Says that my brother told me they didn't finish the tish till 4 o'clock. Didn't get to sleep till 4 o'clock. The batta didn't finish till 4 o'clock. He went to sleep around then, and then of course they plan appropriately. The Shabbos shachris begins at 9:30. And I've been also to the Rebbe. And, you know, it's a serious avodah. And Shabbos is, he says, I had a hard time keeping up. With the and they do this every Shabbos. This is like you're in an army. You know, you're working very hard on Shabbos. There's hardly any sleep. The Rebbe told me that after the tish, he goes home and he sits on a chair and he has like a tea, but he doesn't sleep in the bed Friday night. You know, he stays up the whole Friday night and he sits until he falls asleep a little bit, but then he up and running, getting ready for the next avodah. He told me that the Satmar Rebbe Bechlal, he never slept on a bed the whole week. The whole week he never slept on the bed. Friday night he slept on the bed, the Kavod Shabbos. He slept on the bed. But he slept on the bed, mamish, for like minutes. That was for just to be Yoytze Zayin, the Indian of sleeping on a bed on Shabbos. He didn't. He was partially not a human being. He says, we can't keep up with that, obviously. It's such an avoid. The Samar never slept on the bed the whole week. But, you know, this still happened in our times, that people like that and who We know what it means a Friday night, but we have pasha no chinuch in this mamish. No chinuch, zero in the avoid of tzaddikim on the Friday night. Shouldn't say zero, but almost zero. So this next story here, from we'll conclude with this, that Stripkever said that when Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, he says, I'm going to have so many tishin to go to. I have to go to the Shin of Rav's tish, I have to go to the Tzanz Rav, to the Magad from Mezrich, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Moshe Rabbeinu's tish. How am I going to have time to go to all the tishin? So he says, that's why we daven, HaRachamon Hu Yanchilenu, L'Yom Shekudu Shabbos, L'Munuchad Chayorilam, and in Kol HaShavu Yashabbos, since the whole week will be Shabbos, I'll be able to go to all the tishin. That's what I'm looking forward to. Shibzeich, Etzik Yom Shekudu Shabbos, L'Munuchad Chayorilam, and be a square old tzedek, and here we may know.